tremendous day here at Cover California, isn't it? Yes, indeed. My name is Dana Howard. I'm with the Deputy Director of Communications for Cover California, and we so appreciate each and every one of you coming out here this very early hour in the morning to help us celebrate the opening of Cover California and the launch of open enrollment for Cover California 2013-2014. So a couple of ground rules for the media. Everything inside here is open. You can shoot into the call center through the glass, but you will not be allowed onto the floor. We do have a webcast and web stream going on right now, so all those out there in the internet space can record this. And everyone in the room is aware that we are recording everything that's going on here today. So exuberant celebrations are definitely in order, to a point. So with that said, we have about 15 minutes, well, we have about 12 minutes now left before the launch of Cover California. And so with that, I would like to introduce to you Ken Cooley, who is a representative of the 8th District for Rancho Cordova. So Ken Cooley, go ahead.
Well, good morning. Thank you. It's an honor to welcome you here to this grand opening of this call center for Covered California here in the city of Rancho Cordova. We honor to have the mayor of Rancho Cordova, Linda Budge, here with us. Today marks a special occasion as it is the first day Americans without health insurance can enroll in health exchanges across the country. This is a day when we're looking at what's happening in Washington to take pride at this great leap that Americans are taking forward. I actually have an older brother who served honorably in the Marine Corps. He was a captain in Vietnam, went into the ministry, ended up having to become a citizen of Canada because that's where his first church was, and he had a child with disabilities. He could not afford health care for his youngest son in Canada and became a citizen because that was the route for a pastor to provide care for his family, an honored American veteran. Because of the work of the staff of Covered California, we have a dozen health insurance providers that people will be able to access for care. More than 2.6 million Californians will be eligible for coverage. Here in my own district, the 8th Assembly District, expected that more than 175,000 people will be able to access health care for the first time on a sustained basis. And there will be subsidies for some of those folks who need the coverage. I just want to say, it's a great honor. This is a historic day, a day to reflect upon America, the promise of America, and to take pride in what is happening here as we apply the law of large numbers, which is an essential of insurance, to kind of broaden coverage and take that piece of people's lives, which is so uncertain, and to give them a foundation for their future. With that, I'm honored to welcome Secretary of Health and Human Services and Chair of the Board of Covered California, Diane Dooley. Welcome. Please come forward.
Very good. Thank you very much, Ken. This is indeed an historic day. I think Peter and I both started on media this morning. I've already done a couple of radio interviews. There's certainly a great deal of excitement, and it is for good reason. We are now entering a new state of health, something like this that has been dreamed of for over a century through Republicans and Democrats, Teddy Roosevelt to Ted Kennedy, who really have brought us here today. And I am deeply humbled to have the opportunity to share with so many people and stand on the shoulders of so many over so long to really move toward a culture of coverage where everyone in America can have the health insurance that they need, that it will be there when they want it, they know what they have. No hidden gimmicks, no unknown effects that we are changing today with this launch in just a few minutes. We will be moving from Eureka to San Diego, from the mountains to the beach. Everyone in California is going to be welcome in this new state of health. This is just the beginning. It is a marathon and not a sprint. We are at the starting line. This is going to take weeks and months and years to really experience the full benefit of the Affordable Care Act. And there are many, many people across many, many times and spaces that have brought us here But I think the single most important thing that we did as a board was to hire Peter Lee. He has committed his whole life in his ancestors' lives, as we learned through the LA Times on Sunday. Peter is a really inspirational leader, and he knows what he's doing, and I'm very, very honored to work alongside of him, and I welcome you, Peter, and I thank you most sincerely.
Thank you, Diana. It really is a privilege to serve the five-member board of Covered California that hired me about 2 years ago. And in the last 2 years, we've been getting ready, set to launch, which we're doing today. So I want to thank you for joining us for what is a historic day for California and for the entire nation. This is a day when, for millions, dreams come true. This is a day when people finally will have access to quality, affordable health care that cannot be denied and can't be taken away. Starting today, you will start seeing across California our statewide media campaign that's going to, in many different languages, welcome Californians to a new day. Bienvenidos, Hyung Yin, Chao Mung, welcome. Welcome to affordable care, welcome to security, welcome to peace of mind. We're standing here in Covered California's call center, one of three. There are hundreds of trained service representatives that are ready to take calls starting at 8 a.m. These are individuals that will help deliver on this new culture of coverage that Diana spoke about. In a few moments, I'm going to flip the switch to turn on the phones. And this is a system and a whole new culture that's been years in the making. And it's about delivering healthcare coverage to more than 5 million Californians. These are Californians who can now purchase insurance on their own or get no and low-cost coverage through Medi-Cal. Now, before we flip that switch, I'd like you to look around and see how far we've come and see who's in this room. We have, across the state, thousands of individuals that are today educating people about what this means. But we also have thousands of individuals who have worked for years to make this happen. Now, I'm not going to be able to acknowledge everyone, but I'm going to acknowledge some of the people who are here with us that really reflect the diversity of what it takes to make this happen. People like John Chung, State Controller, Kathy Kinnear, Planned Parenthood, Anthony Wright, Beth Capel, Health Access, Serena Jensen, the Association of Health Underwriters, Ellen Wu, I think Ellen's here, from CPEN, Brent Barnhart, Shelley Roard, Department of Managed Health Care, David Chase, Small Business Majority, Gary Mizell, representative of our plans, Western Health Advantage. We're seeing across the state the incredible outpouring of interest and support, because this isn't about Washington. It's not about Sacramento. It's about what happens in communities across the state. So in 2010, Congress passed the Affordable Care Act. It's often referred to as Obamacare. Thanks to some of the legislators who are here today, California was the first state in the nation to say, we're going to implement the Affordable Care Act right and implement it for Californians, by Californians, and that's what we're doing at Covered California. Now, since 2 years ago, we've been building the foundation with federal funding and the guidance of a great five-person board chaired by Diana Dooley. And they've laid out a roadmap that's now bringing to life a program that's going to be nimble, innovative, self-sustaining, and reflecting the diversity of our great state of California. We've built partnerships. Partnerships with counties, with community clinics, with churches, with schools, and those partnerships are why this program is going to succeed. We're moving down the tracks, and the supporters aren't just jumping on board. These supporters are actually making sure we have the steam to go ahead and to dispel the political brouhaha in Washington, irrelevant to us. What's relevant to us is real health care, truly affordable, that's going to make a difference in millions of people's lives. So we aren't going to be distracted by the politics in Washington. Rather, what we're doing today, Covered California, is going to be declared in a few minutes, you can see the countdown clock, officially open for business. So, and this is really about not just California. I think it's important. California is doing a great job, but this is national. This is the entire nation saying healthcare is a right, not a privilege. It's happening in every state in the country. It's a new era for the nation, which is truly historic. So our goals are ambitious, and success won't come easily. But we're determined to increase the number of people that have insurance. But it's not just about insurance. It's keeping people that have insurance in their insurance, employer-based, Medicare-based, et cetera. It's about improving healthcare quality. It's about keeping people well. It's about reducing health disparities. It's about giving consumers tools to make the right choice for them. This is what our board said we're driving to do. This is our mission. So today, the majority of Californians get health insurance through their job. Keep it. They keep their insurance-based coverage to their job. Nothing changes, except they now have the comfort and security knowing if they leave their job, they can't be denied insurance. We're going to be there for them. Insurance companies can't turn them away. Similarly, millions of Californians have insurance through Medicare. You're in great shape. Keep your Medicare. The Affordable Care Act actually strengthens it, provides preventive care that wasn't covered before, and better prescription drug coverage. But Medicare beneficiaries, you don't have to call us. Keep your coverage. You're in good shape. You're in great shape. I want to tell you, Medicare's rock solid, not changing. What is changing now is a new world for millions of Californians who have not had insurance, a new world for people that can no longer be denied coverage by insurance companies, a new world where those millions of those individuals will get a financial leg up to make healthcare affordable for them. We're going to see peace of mind for millions of Californians who can pick private plans that we picked at Cover California because of their quality, because they could deliver on price and value. And what you will no longer see is the gimmicks and gotchas of fine print, gone. So Covered California selected our plans based on quality. We've selected a dozen plans across the state. Depending on where you live, you'll have between six health plans. Here in the Sacramento area, you're gonna have four plans to choose. You're gonna have Kaiser. You're gonna have Blue Shield, Anthem, and Western Health Advantage. LA, different six plans. But we've made sure we have health plans across the state that serve consumers' needs. And if you don't have coverage, and many don't, again, affordable coverage, low and no-cost Medi-Cal, and financial support from the federal government to give you the leg up to pick the private plan that's right for you. You can find out about those plans at coveredca.com. You can call our call center. You can talk to people in your community, in county offices, licensed agents, certified enrollment counselors. So, and we know, when we look around the state, 5 million Californians don't have insurance. Well, why don't they have insurance? It's not because there's no penalty. Yeah, that has nothing to do with it. It's because many have chronic conditions and have been turned away by insurers that could and would deny them coverage. That's a thing of the past. Many work in small businesses that are struggling that don't offer insurance. They can now get coverage through Covered California. Many individuals going it alone, facing spiraling costs, and buying coverage, and then we're surprised to find that their care wasn't actually covered, a thing of the past. All those rules change today, and we're going to be opening the doors so that on January 1, all Californians and across the nation, new rules. Those new rules mean that we've got insurance companies that must give everyone access, guaranteed. No lifetime maximums. We have financial help. I know we're counting down. People are worried. I'm keeping an eye over here. Don't worry. So, and we've got a one-stop place to go to be determined if you're eligible for Medi-Cal or the leg up to get coverage. So with that, I'd like you to join me in doing a countdown because we're opening our doors. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Open for business. State. You'll see images as I talk, but I want to tell you what this means. January 1, health insurance is changing. Starting today, a single application you can fill out online or in paper or on your iPad, okay? But gone are the days of invasive questions when you apply for insurance about your allergies, your asthma, your diabetes, your cancer. Gone. You're never going to be asked that again. Gone are rates based on your answers to those questions. Gone are the days of being denied coverage because of your answers. And gone is the day when, after you got insurance, you were surprised when the coverage wasn't there when you needed it. So today, we begin to tell our story. For the last 2 years, it's been hyperbola, disinformation, and misinformation. Today, we start telling the real story, the story about affordable coverage made real for Californians. So we've had too many Americans go into debt, even though they thought they had coverage. We've had too many millions of Americans avoid care and not get care because they didn't have insurance. That's a thing of the past. So there's a lot of talk in Washington about politics, but that's not what we're about. What we're about is real people, real lives, getting coverage and getting access to health care. So I want to talk to you about two of those people, examples. These are real people that I actually spoke to over the weekend. First, Melina Nimba-Bureau from San Diego. She and her husband, small business owners. They actually make more than $100,000 a year. They are not low income. However, Melina has a pre-existing condition. She can't get insurance at any price. So she doesn't qualify for the leg up that many millions of Californians are going to get, but she is thrilled that starting January 1, she cannot be denied. Let me tell you also about Vivian I spoke to. Now, Vivian's a recent college grad. She went to Berkeley. Go Bears. There you go. So, she's 25 years old. The last time she saw a doctor was at the Student Health Service over 2 years ago. She has a health condition that she has not seen a doctor of because she's working two part-time jobs with no health care coverage. She knows that given what she makes, she'd probably be eligible for Medi-Cal, no cost. If she makes a little bit more, which she'd love to do, make $16,000, she could get coverage for as little as $1 a month, a bronze plan, or for $30 a month, a plan that would have zero deductible and would cost her $3 every time she went to the doctor. Vivian is thrilled about the new provisions of the Affordable Care Act that mean for her staying well, staying healthy, and getting coverage. So when we look at, there we go. Vivian's stories, the Minibiro stories, are shared by millions of Californians. And these are stories that are now going to be played out on the call center right here, where people answering the phone from millions that want answers. These are answers we can give them in clear terms, in simple terms. They can apply easily and smoothly. And I want to note that across every part of this state, small towns, big cities, rural, there's going to be answers that we will be saying we're creating a more just America, an America in which healthcare is a right, not a privilege. It is historic. I really appreciated Diana Dooley's remarks that we are standing on the shoulders of people that go back 100 years, from Teddy Roosevelt to Teddy Kennedy, Democrats and Republicans. It is a new day for America, a new day for Californians. And our success isn't about Washington. It's not about Sacramento. It's about what happens in East LA. So what happens in Oakland, about what happens in Eureka, in Lincoln, in Fresno, and what happens in county offices, in libraries, and clinics across this state. So we're starting here, Rancho Cordova. Literally, we cover the entire state. But today, we're actually having six events. So from here, we're going to have an event in San Francisco, looking out at the Bay Bridge. We're going to be in Fresno, talking to thousands of students about the coverage available for them. We're going to be on the beach in San Diego. And we're going to be wrapping up in Los Angeles' Union Station. So before we move on, though, and take some questions, I am really would like to acknowledge and appreciate the mayor, Linda Budge, from Rancho Cordova, also Assemblyman Roger Dickinson for being with us today. And in terms of partners, there's no more important partner for what we're doing at Covered California than our partnership with the Department of Healthcare Services. It's really been an honor and a thrill to have the opportunity over the last 2 years to work with Toby Douglas, and I now get to turn it over to Toby to give some remarks in terms of the integral partnership that Covered California has with the Department of Healthcare Services. Toby Douglas.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you all for joining us for this amazing day today for Californians and healthcare consumers. With the launch of Covered California, now uninsured Californians have access to high-quality healthcare, including Medi-Cal. And as the director of the Department of Healthcare Services, I am proud that over 2 million uninsured Californians can now get onto the Medi-Cal program. And at the Department of Healthcare Services, we've been paving the way with the Affordable Care Act over the last several years. We were early implementers of our Bridge to Healthcare Reform waiver and took advantage of many of the different components of the Affordable Care Act. And today, we have the opportunity for uninsured adults, for the first time eligible for Medi-Cal, to enroll and move across that bridge. And they can move in to health plans, high-quality health plans, that are offered similar to those in the exchange with Covered California, and receive those essential health benefits. And our mission at the Department of Healthcare Services is to provide all Californians with affordable, high-quality health, mental health, substance use, dental, and long-term care services. And today, we're moving closer to that, to achieving that mission. And as we look at healthcare reform, this is moving us closer to reducing disparities, improving overall quality, but it's just the beginning. We have a lot of work ahead of us on continuing to reduce overall costs, improve the quality of care, and improve the consumer experience. And as I look ahead at what we've accomplished, besides our strong partnership with Covered California, and another essential piece is of our work with our county partners. They are the backbone, whether we look on the health side and the work they do in terms of delivering services, or what they will be doing ahead, working with us on enrolling individuals into Medi-Cal, into Covered California. And so on that, I'm very excited that one of our county partners is here today to present, Paul Lake, the Director of Human Services for Sacramento County. So thank you very much.
What an exciting morning. I'm Paul Lake, Director of Sacramento County Department of Human Assistance. Like our partners, I am very excited about the opportunities the Affordable Care Act brings to all Californians. And like the Department of Human Assistance, County Human Service offices throughout the state are set to be one of the paths people can use to find out about their coverage options and to enroll. We are proud that county eligibility staff provide 8 million Californians with access to health care every day, in addition to ensuring millions more receive nutrition, job training, and other assistance. Unfortunately, every day we see too many hardworking, low-income people unable to get health coverage for all of the members of their family. The results can be catastrophic. So I'm excited today about the Affordable Care Act beginning, because we now get to tell people there are affordable options to them. For many households, this will be the first time that all of their family members can have health coverage. So I'm excited, and whether people come to us in person, online, by phone, or by mail, county workers are eager to serve the 1.4 million Californians who are newly eligible under expanded Medi-Cal, and 2.6 million who will be eligible for premium assistance. Counties are ready to meet that demand. Statewide, we have added 2,500 workers to ensure that we can get people enrolled, including 70 new employees here in Sacramento County. 16,000 employees are trained and ready for today's launch. By the end of the year, we will have 22,000 county workers statewide helping California residents get their health coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Our County Human Service Department's core mission is to promote the health and self-sufficiency of low-income children, families, and individuals, because we know that healthier communities are stronger communities. The Affordable Care Act now provides us an opportunity to forward that mission by leaps and bounds. I am honored on behalf of all the counties in California to work with our partners in this monumental effort. And it is also my pleasure now to introduce our State Controller, John Chung.
Actually, I am not John Chung. John, we are thrilled to have giving remarks in San Francisco. So it's my pleasure both to thank Paul and I do want to note that it is when you look at the hundreds of people we have on the phone, we are joined at the hip with counties across the state. They're going to be answering the phones too. We're going to be working in very close partnerships. It's absolutely critical. We also have across the state thousands of licensed insurance agents ready to help people in their communities, just like county offices, certified enrollment counselors across the state. This is a ground up, bottom up effort that's taking everyone rowing together, and we're doing that. So I am thrilled to introduce now Senator Ed Hernandez. We noted that California has been a leader. California as a state, with the administration of Jerry Brown, has said, we're going to embrace and expand Medi-Cal. We're going to be the first state in the nation to set up an exchange, Covered California. It's been leadership of people like Ed Hernandez and Richard Pan that has made that possible. Senator Hernandez, please.
Well, good morning, everyone. Buenos dias. What an incredible day. I am just not excited. I am ecstatic. Last night I didn't sleep very well. Just thinking of today. Anyway, this is historic. Let me tell you, I absolutely believe I am in the right time and place in history to be able to serve in the California State Senate, not only as a senator, but as the chair of the Senate Health Committee, to unfold this historic time in history. To me, this is the absolute most important piece of healthcare legislation that this country has ever seen. Even more important than the mid-60s during the Johnson administration when we implemented Medicare and Medi-Cal. Yes, those were important parts of our law, but this is even more important because now we're coming closer to universal coverage for every single person in this country and the great state of California. But let me tell you why it's even more important than that is because of all the consumer protections. No one is ever going to be denied coverage for any pre-existing conditions, and there will be subsidies to help individuals who can't afford it or who don't have health insurance. Let me tell you, it is just monumental. But let me just close with this. We all know what's going on and how politically charged this issue is. The exact same arguments were back in the 60s during Medicare, and guess what happened? Right now, if you were to mention that we were going to take Medicare away, there would be a revolution. I will predict 10 years from now, if you say we're going to take away your health care, there will be a revolution in this country. And let me tell you, I believe that the success of the Affordable Care Act is going to be based on the success of what's going to happen right there in that room and the success of the Affordable Care Act and the exchange here in California. And it's with leadership like Secretary Dooley, as well as Peter Lee right behind me, who counted down perfectly today. Let me tell you, he was impeccable, his timing. But because of the leadership that we have in this great state, the United States of America is going to see the dream come true of access to health care for every single person. And that's why I am excited to be here, and thank you very much. And it's with pleasure to introduce my colleague from the State Assembly, Chair of the Senate of the Assembly Health Committee, Assemblymember Richard Pan. Thank you very much, Member.
Thank you, Senator Hernandez. This is truly a historic day. My name is Dr. Richard Pan. I'm honored to chair the Assembly Health Committee. And also honored to be joined by my colleagues, Assembly Members Cooley and Dickinson here today, who've worked very hard to be sure we have the legislation in place so that we can bring this very historic day, this very important milestone together, and certainly as well as Senator Hernandez as well, the leadership our state is taking in moving this forward so that we can bring this day and then in January 1st, more importantly, actually bring healthcare coverage. You know, one of the things I do want to talk about, though, is I'm a physician. I take care of children who are uninsured or on Medi-Cal primarily. I do have probably a handful of private patients, this day is going to make a tremendous difference for the people of California. And I want to commend the members of Congress who actually represent this area. Congresswoman Doris Matsui, Congressman Dr. Ami Bera, our Senators Feinstein and Boxer, who are fighting the good fight in Washington. There's unfortunately a minority in Congress who feel that we should either repeal or delay this very important time of coverage. But when we think about it, people have waited way too long for this to happen. And so should the college student who has asthma, who is graduating, who's still trying to find a job, should they wait another year for healthcare coverage if they couldn't find a job immediately after graduating? Should parents who are uninsured, whose child is their speech is a little delayed, and they need to get help, and they want to see a pediatrician to figure out why their kid you know, isn't quite talking as much as other kids. Should that family wait another year? Should a person who has who's lying in the emergency room, who's struck by a drunk driver, who is bleeding there, should they wait another year for healthcare coverage? That is what we're going to do today. We're going to be sure that when January 1st comes around, we are going to make affordable healthcare coverage available to the people of California who until now have not been able to do so. We're going to expand healthcare coverage to millions of Californians. That's what the people who are in that, who are across that glass wall there, they're going to be taking calls from people. People are going to have stories that most of us hope we never live, and they're going to have the opportunity to help them so that January 1st, they're going to have healthcare coverage. And that is what this day is about. So I'm proud to be standing here with all of you on this very historic day, and I'm very proud to be with all the people here, and I know there's so many people who work very hard so that we can help California move forward. Thank you so very much, and I'm happy to be here.
So I think Dr. Pan got it spot on, is that we are not delaying anything, and it's true. Healthcare delayed is healthcare denied. We are not gonna deny coverage to Californians. We're gonna be open for business on January 1 with millions that can get coverage they need. The last speaker I'm really thrilled to introduce is Yvonne Walker, and I wanna pause because there's a number of things that are historic about what California is doing, how we're doing things a little bit differently than the rest of the country. Look out here, what you see is state workers, people that are part of California, part of having the backs of all Californians, and while Washington's talking about shutdown, we're talking about startup. We're talking about startup with union workers that are delivering first-class, best-in-class service, because that's how we know we can do it and deliver on first-class service. Yvonne Walker and SEIU has been a great partner in getting us up and running quickly, and this is the kind of thing that we need in partnerships across the entire state, partnerships with unions, with churches, with clinics, with counties, with doctors, with nurses. That's why we're going to succeed in California. Yvonne Walker, please.
Whew. Good morning, everybody. I have to be the one to say this. This is good government, right? This is good government. This is what it's all about. I am absolutely proud to stand here. I'm proud to be the representative of the workers who are making history. They are on the front lines of putting the Affordable Care Act to work. Our members are excited and they're proud to help Californians understand their coverage options and learn about their new rights and benefits. Our work will help millions of working families save money and gain access to quality health care. This is really an especially proud day to be an American, to be a Californian. I mean, how many times do you have an opportunity to be right there with history? Reforming our broken healthcare system has been a long time coming, and for more than 20 years, SEIU members and our many community partners have been working to make this day possible. Our members earn quality health care through their work and their collective bargaining agreements, but they fought for this day because they understand that if you work hard and take responsibility in this country, you shouldn't have to worry that you're gonna go bankrupt if you get sick. In America, hard work and responsibility should earn you a path to quality, secure health coverage options for your family, and that's exactly what the Affordable Care Act does. We at SEIU have supported affordable care for all because, you know, it's the right thing to do for everyone. But I gotta tell you, it's also personal for me. On this day, for the first time since my daughter has become an adult, not only will she qualify for affordable health care coverage, she'll qualify for health care coverage. My daughter is 33, and for the first time, she is going to have health insurance coverage since she was adult. And I gotta tell you, it just makes me kind of emotional just thinking about it. I've worried about my brother, who over the last year has been diagnosed with a chronic condition. He's on the transplant list and wondering what would that mean for him in the future. And I just have to say how proud I am that that doesn't have to be a worry ever again. But my story is not new. My story is not unusual. There are thousands of state employees with these stories. There are thousands of Californians with these stories. There are thousands of Americans with this story who have suffered under our broken healthcare center. And, you know, that's why I'm proud. I'm just almost speechless, which never happens to me. But I am so proud to be standing here this morning as we make history. So let's get to work because California needs us.
So thank you, and I am thrilled to be able to be providing coverage to Yvonne's daughter, though I think that if she's got any problems with Cover California, she'll know where to go. But we'll get, we are here in California on the right side of history. This is a starting point, starting January 1, when all Americans have the right to affordable health care. California is leading the way. We're very excited to be here with you all today. And now we're able to take a few questions, and a couple questions, and we'll actually have Dana will host that. Take it away, Dana.
Well, I would if I had a microphone, but I will go ahead anyway and let you know that we will be able to take just a couple questions for Peter. After Peter is done, Ken Wood from Cover California will be able to answer more media questions. And after the media questions are done with Ken, with Peter, then we're going to ask the group up here to please stay. Because we do want to get a group photo of the folks up here at the front, and we also want to get a group photo of people in the audience. So with that, Peter, take your first question.
Absolutely. So, and I do want to note, this group photo of the audience, we want the people that have made this happen to come up here with us. So we're going to do one quick photo, and then come on down, because this is about all California making this happen. Please. Absolutely no effect whatsoever. Well, there is one effect. We had one speaker at one event who works for HHS who will not be able to speak at our event because they are furloughed. But for us, we've got committed dollars. They're dollars that we're able to use with no restriction. The government shutdown has zero effect. We're full steam ahead. Other questions? Yeah, well, remember, coverage starts January 1, 2014, which is 3 months away. Small business and individuals are not really much into the layaway plan on healthcare. So as of today, small businesses will be able to quote what they want to buy and get the whole application process through private quoting engines we've worked with. We'll be able to then enroll with plenty of time to be up and running for January 1st. Intended, you know, we want to make sure that people have plenty of time as a small business to understand their prices, their options, and they've got that as of today.
So. Last question for Peter.
Great question. So consumers can find out today. Go to coveragec.com and go to shop and compare, and you can find out exactly today without enrolling. You can just find out, put in your age, put in your zip code, put in your family size, tell you what your plan options are, what it would cost you, what your subsidies are. And if you aren't online, you can call us up, 800 number. People can help you out, or you can go to a local county office, see an insurance agent. But the key thing for consumers to remember, starting line, October 1, people have 3 months to explore their options, learn what these mean, and pick the right option for them. Great. So again, under the Affordable Care Act, 4 million Californians are going to get financial support to make healthcare more affordable. About 1.4 million will be newly eligible for Medi-Cal. 2.6 million will get financial leg up to buy a private health plan through Covered California. Now that's sliding scale based on your income. People that make $20,000 a year will have coverage that virtually no premium. But when you look at how the sliding scale works, it goes up to 400% of poverty, which is a family of four making $92,000. So you make $100,000, you won't get a leg up, a financial support from the federal government. We have not made healthcare in America cheap. Health insurance can still cost a lot of money, depending on what you want to buy. What we've given Californians, though, is the ability to choose. Choose between, this is like the Academy Awards, to choose between affordable health plans with different benefit designs that work for you. But, and I do want to note, though, that there's no requirement. if someone has affordable care, they don't want to buy, they'll pay a penalty. They don't have to get insurance. But by paying that penalty, we're recognizing that people that go without insurance, we're all insuring them. Because when they show up at that emergency room, we all foot the bill. So that's what the penalty is about. But Californians don't want to pay a penalty. They want to get affordable insurance, which is what we're enabling them to do today. Great. Thank you all very much. We're making it today. We need to do follow-ups on one-off questions, but we need to wrap up now. Okay. Thank you all very much.
And if we could have the folks up front and our photographer come on, and we'll